Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tracked down the Association for Accessible Medicines. And on the line with us right now from Washington is Michael Brezica. He is the Vice President of Federal Government Affairs. Michael, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Simple question. First of all, tell us what AAM is so we know who you are.
Sure, of course. AAM is a trade association. We represent generic and biosimilar drug manufacturers.
Okay. What is the CREATES Act? I mean, there's a big push for this today.
Yeah, thanks. We're hoping that push really puts us over the top. The CREATES Act is a piece of legislation currently being considered in Congress, in the House and Senate, that would end some anti-competitive abuses in the pharmaceutical market. Namely, some brand drug manufacturers refuse to sell their product to a potential generic drug developer who then uses that product to conduct some testing that's necessary to gain FDA approval. The fundamental fact is if we don't get access to the brand drug, we can't submit an application to the Food and Drug Administration, we can't get approved into the market, and generic drugs can't begin to have that downward pricing pressure on some of these expensive brand drugs that we would like to see prices come down on.
Now, Michael, is that tied to the drug maker wanting to hang on to their brand?
Right, Frank. This is really a creative strategy that some brand drug makers use to protect their monopoly. We can't come to the market until underlying patents and exclusivities have expired. But if a brand can keep a generic from filing an application at the FDA, they can maintain their monopoly a lot longer than the law otherwise would provide.
Now, we have a big drug manufacturer in our area, Sanofi Pasteur, and we have lots of people that are involved in the pharmaceutical industry. And one of the arguments that I remember them making when we talked about this was, well, keeping the brand allows them to make the money so they can have research and development, and you can't get rid of that or you're going to damage the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, Frank, and I don't want to discount the importance of innovation. We are pro-innovation. The fact of the matter is, today's innovative drugs are tomorrow's generics. So we want to ensure that the incentives to innovate are protected and maintained. We just want to make sure that innovation is occurring in the laboratory and not in the legal departments.
Well, now, if you are involved in generics, this is another question that people have had. Are generics always the same quality as the brand?
According to the FDA, yes, they have to be. So we have to prove to the FDA that our drug is what the law calls bioequivalent. So we have to have the same active ingredient, the same chemical composition. We have to impact the body in the same way that the brand does. The label, the safety warnings, everything about our drug has got to be the same as the brand's. We're held to the same safety standards, the same efficacy standards as the brand. And that's been the case for well over 30 years.
Now, I'm on your website right now. You're talking about fixed biosimilars in Medicare Part D. What the heck is that?
Sure. So right now, biosimilars are a new class of drugs. The typical drugs that most consumers are familiar with are small molecule drugs that, have been around for a long, long time. Biosimilars, we're about 10 years into the market right now, and there are 8 that are currently approved for use in the FDA, 3 of which are already in the market. The rest are tied up in litigation, trying to enter the market at the earliest possible date. But biosimilars are derived from a living protein, so they're not quite the same as small molecule drugs, but they are highly similar to their brand parent. And in Medicare Part D, we're just trying to make sure that biosimilars can offer discounts on their drugs to government programs so they can compete for placement in insurance plans and get to patients on the same terms and the same payment structure as their brand parents do.
Michael, this CREATES Act, I mean, the story here from The Hill is 44 groups, and they're saying that it's, you know, bipartisan. You got groups that normally are opposed to each other are supporting this. What's the chance this is going to pass, do you know?
We're optimistic. You know, Pennsylvania Republican Tom Marino is the principal sponsor of the bill in the House, and he's pushing hard. In the Senate, Republicans like Chuck Grassley and Tom Cotton, Mike Lee and Ted Cruz have endorsed the bill, and they're joined by an interesting set of Democrats, including Dianne Feinstein, Pat Leahy, and Amy Klobuchar and Dick Durbin. So, you know, there's currently, I think, 16 sponsors in the House, 16 sponsors in the Senate, 4 in the House. The bill would save taxpayers nearly $4 billion. And in light of the broad support the bill's got from lawmakers and stakeholders across the country, we're optimistic. We're doing our best to push this over the line. And, you know, I'd really encourage your listeners to call their congressmen and their senators and encourage them to co-sponsor the CREATES Act.
Now, 85.5% of the voters who were surveyed said lowering drug prices a key priority. Is this really going to affect, you know, Mary and Joe sitting on their back porch here wondering, you know, how they're going to pay for their medicine? Is it really going to have an impact on them?
It certainly will. You know, I think Mary and Joe and anybody else that's listening, you know, they ought to know the benefit of generic drugs. I don't think anybody looks at the cost of their generics and says that they have to choose between, you know, paying their mortgage or buying groceries for the month. We want to make sure generics can enter the market at the earliest possible date. Once we can do that, we can start to bring down drug prices and ensure that patients have access to more affordable medicine. The CREATES Act will help us get our foot in the door and begin the development process necessary, and we're going to start to see some relief from high prescription drug prices in the short term.
Okay, and tell us how people get in touch with your organization. Tell us about your website, where people go.
Yeah, so our website is www.accessiblemeds.org. That's accessiblemeds.org. They can also go to www.stopremsabuse.com, and that'll give them a little more information on the CREATES Act.
Michael Brezica, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll keep the audience posted on this CREATES Act. I'm grateful.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you, Frank.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.